Hello, VoiceTubers. How's it going? Welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. This is Sean, and it's nice to hear from you guys again. Today's video is about making choices, an unpleasant choice. The speaker in the video interviewed teenagers with this question: would you rather break a bone or lose your phone? This question, which I believe has an obvious answer for most people, but surprisingly, some of these teenagers have to think about it and ask some further questions, like, which part of bone should I break? Or, will I be able to use my phone again? It seems kind of unbelievable or kind of ridiculous for some people, but actually this is become an issue, especially among teenagers. And even there's a term for this kind of situation. It's called nomophobia, which describes no mobile phone phobia. So what about you guys? Do you ever have the moment that you feel like nervous or kind of anxious when you are without your phone? And what would you choose to the questions of would you rather break a bone or lose your phone? All right, let's take a look at our sentence today. Imagine you have this very unpleasant choice. So, you can either watch your phone tumble to the ground and shatter into a million pieces, or you can have a small bone in your hand broken. Imagine you have this very unpleasant choice. So you can either watch your phone tumble to the ground and shatter into a million pieces, or you can have a small bone in your hand broken. All right, let's move on to our vocabularies. 第一个单字是 imagine。那 imagine 它当作动词，它有想象或是猜想的意思。Can you imagine what it would be like to be super rich? 你可以想象当个超级有钱人的样子吗？那 imagine 它也有形容词的形态。那它的形容词是 imaginary。Imaginary。那 imaginary 它有想象中的或是虚构的意思，那我们常在电影或电视上听到的 imaginary friend 就是这个单字。 My sister had an imaginary friend when she was little、我姐小时候有个想象中的朋友。那再来它也可以当虚构的，那通常我们可以说虚构的角色，比如说电影或是电视当中这些虚构的角色，比如说Some characters in the movie are imaginary. 那再来是 image. 那 image 这个字我们比较常拿来当做名词来使用，那意思是肖像、形象或者是印象。那例句是 This company has an image of being creative and innovative. 这间公司的形象是创新及创造的。再来是 unpleasant。 那 unpleasant 它当作形容词，它有使人不悦的或是讨厌的意思。 The unpleasant smell in the kitchen is driving me crazy. 那厨房的异味快把我逼疯了。那这边是 unpleasant smell。 再来是 repulsive。那 repulsive 它虽然有反感的或是令人厌恶的意思，它比起 unpleasant 它又有更令人恶心的感觉。比如说 After what he did to you, I found him very repulsive. 那自从他对你做了那些事之后，我就觉得他很令人反感，就会有一种想要吐的感觉。再来是 hideous。 那 hideous 虽然它也有令人厌恶的意思，但是通常比较常解释成为丑陋的，比如说 My parents bought a piece of furniture which I think is hideous. 那我爸妈买了一件我觉得很丑的家具。好，再来是 tumble。那 tumble 它当作动词，它有跌倒、滚下或是绊倒的意思。The boy tumbled down the stairs. 那个男孩从楼梯上面滚下来。那我们很常在洗标上面看到的 tumble dry。那 tumble dry 就是用滚筒式的烘干机去烘干。那我们常看到的 tumble dry low 其实就是低温烘干的意思。那 tumble dry 这个字你可以说 I tumble dry my clothes on rainy days。 那我在下雨天的时候会用烘干机把衣服烘干。好，再来是 fall。 那 fall 就是跌倒的意思。He fell from the tree and hurt himself. 他从树上摔下来并且受了伤。再来最后一组单字是 shatter。 那 shatter 它有粉碎、砸碎的意思。 The plates shattered into pieces when I accidentally dropped them on the floor. 那我不小心把盘子掉到地上，它们就摔得粉碎了。那再来也有粉碎的意思的单字是 smash。 那 smash 你可以说 he smashes things around him when he gets mad， 他生气的时候他会摔周边的东西。再来是 ruin。 那 ruin 有毁灭的意思。 You might ruin the dish if you don't follow the recipe。如果你没有按照这个食谱来做，你可能会毁了这道菜。那再来是 sabotage。 那 sabotage 它虽然有毁坏的意思，但是它比较像是蓄意的破坏。比如说 He tried to sabotage the wedding of his ex。 那他试着去破坏他前任的婚礼，是属于比较计划性蓄意的破坏。Alright, that's all for our pronunciation challenge today, and I'll see you next time. Bye!